Day on 94.9 WSJM. It's the best way to get your day started.
8:11 on the Moody of the Morning Show. This is Thursday, June 14th, 2018. It's Flag Day. And it's also time for the Wow Factor. And in the house this morning, she swept in a surfboard just seconds ago, for heaven's sakes. From St. Joseph today, Tess Carriger. Good morning, Tess.
Good morning, Pat.
And along for the ride, Aaron Girard. Good morning.
How are you?
Excellent. Welcome aboard. So, Flag Day, there's lots of music, as we celebrate the day, and there's going to be all kinds of music just all weekend long, I know.
Oh, absolutely. So, super busy weekend, of course. Another reminder, it is Father's Day weekend, So that's a big one. But here's what's coming up for us. So, starting today, Thursday, June 14th, you can catch a historic walking tour at 5:30 p.m., courtesy of the Heritage Museum. That starts at the Whitcomb, right in downtown St. Joseph. The Hilton Garden Inn hosts their Burgers and Brew from 5 to 10 p.m., at the Heritage Museum, they also have their Lighthouse Exhibit's opening reception. So this exhibit has a lot of lighthouse photography from all over the state of Michigan. There's also a really cool section about lady lighthouse keepers as well, because there's more of those than you would think.
Well, how about that?
So you can check that out. The exhibit's always free, but you can celebrate with them tonight from 5 to 7:30 p.m.
Would you ever want to do that? Be a lighthouse keeper?
You might not know this about me, Pat. I am obsessed with lighthouses.
Are you?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, my husband and I moved from the East Coast, and we talked a lot about how much we would like to do this, how much we'd like to be a lighthouse keepers.
Excellent.
Maybe. Actually, and I got to go to the lighthouse yesterday. I climbed up to the top.
Is that your first time up there?
I didn't go last year, but I went 2 years ago, and they've done a lot of work out there.
Yeah,
it is
they
looking
have.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
So I guess something else to plug. I'd highly recommend that you guys visit on Fridays and Saturdays. The Heritage Museum. The Heritage Museum runs those lighthouse tours from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. They actually have a guided tour if you want to start at 10. But if you're just walking out the pier, their first floor exhibit is free. You can see Captain Olaf there, who is one of the original lighthouse keepers.
Mm-hmm.
It's cut out of him, but you know.
Yeah.
You can pose with him.
I wondered.
Yeah, he's there. And then if you want to climb up, it's just a couple dollars to climb up, and you can go, you know, up to where the catwalk is, and then you go up to the lantern room, and then you get to go really high up. So it's
excellent.
That's pretty exciting. I like it a lot. But anyway, other things happening. Finishing up today, there's Family Fun Yoga at the Benton Harbor Library, Taps and Apps at Round Barn Public House. The Livery hosts their Community Pint Night for Two Rivers Coalition. The St. Joseph Public Library still has their silent auction happening for that KitchenAid mixer. At Urban Garage Market, they have Paint a Piece of Pure Michigan from 6 to 9 p.m. The Buck Burgers and Brew has their Happy Hour from 4 to 6 p.m. And Plank's Tavern on the Water has live music with Ricky Walston. Moving on to Friday, June 15th, there's live music at DeBlon, Sister Lakes, and Sister Lakes Brewing. Vineyard 2121 has wood-fired pizza and live music. Twin City Players has their 25th annual Putnam County Spelling Bee show. This is going all weekend long. At the Brock's Factory for the Arts, there is the Brown Bag Lunch. It's an artist talk happening at noon. They've got an exhibit opening as well, from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. This is really cool because it's in conjunction with the Art Hop in Benton Harbor, as well as the Biennial Sculpture Invitational happening with the Krazzles. So I would say tomorrow night is an artsy time in our community.
Yes.
So they've got a shuttle that's going to be running between the Arts District and the Box Factory for the Arts. Lots of awesome things that you can see right there in the Arts District and then at the Box Factory as well. In other places, there's all-you-can-eat perch at the Hilton Garden Inn. 12 Corners Winery has their sip and shop. At the Heritage Museum, of course, you can catch those free Lighthouse Tower exhibit and a climb as well. At the Livery, it's Firkin' Friday. At the Buck Burgers and Brew, they have Happy Hour from 4 to 6 p.m. Plank's Tavern on the Water has live music with Jimmy Festigi from 6 to 9 p.m. And at Avaline Art Gallery, they will be celebrating Art Hop. At the Benton Harbor Public Library, they've got live music with the Rain Dogs. And at Tabor Hill, there's live music on the patio with Aaron Williams. On Saturday, June 16th, of course, St. Joseph Today has our Farmer's Market on the Bluff from 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. Lake Michigan Shore Wine Trail has their Wine Festival this year at Warren Dunes. At the YMCA, they have Melt, Roll, and Restore at 2 p.m. Box Factory for the Arts hosts the Men of River Song at 7 p.m. The Livery has live music with Midwestern Lull. Sister Lakes Brewing also has live music with Don Field. At the Hilton Garden Inn, it's all-you-can-eat ribs from 5 to 10 p.m. The Curious Kids Museum has their Super Saturday from 12 to 4 p.m. The Alex Mandarino Foundation hosts their Duck Duck Run at 9 a.m. 12 Corners Winery has live music. At the Livery, The Livery, North Pier, and Third Coast Paddling are all collaborating for a really cool event. It's a pawpaw pub paddle. We're going to hear a little bit more about that in just a second. At Tabor Hill, live music on the patio with Don Savoy. Urban Garage Market has a farmhouse clock class. And at Plank's Tavern on the Water, live music with Keith Scott. Finally, on Sunday, June 17th, Happy Father's Day. We've got horse-drawn trolley rides in downtown St. Joseph from noon until 3 p.m. Lemon Creek Winery hosts their 34th annual Father's Day Festival. There's a Corvette car show in conjunction with that. At Vineyard 2121, they're celebrating Father's Day as well with their specials. The Hilton Garden Inn has their classic car cruise-in starting at 11 a.m. It's jamming in the vineyard at Round Barn Winery. At Tabor Hill, they have their Father's Day Grill and Chill. And at Plank's Tavern on the Water, they've got live music with Jack Adams from 4 until 7 p.m. I think you'll find something to do with Dad this weekend.
Yeah, yeah. If you can't, there's something seriously wrong with you.
Definitely.
If nothing else, grab a paddle and head for the pawpaw pub paddle.
Exactly.
Huh?
Absolutely.
Well, tell us all about it, Aaron Gerard.
Yeah. So it's this Saturday, and it's something that we're doing, you know, Third Coast Paddling with the Livery and North Pier. So it's kind of a fun combination of things. You get a guided tour of the Pawpaw River, and you get craft beer from the Livery and North Pier. So it's a fun combination, and Dad would love it.
No question about that.
Yeah, yeah.
So the, you know, at Third Coast Surf and Third Coast Paddle and all that, you got these great opportunities to get out on the water, and people really need to capitalize on that.
Absolutely, absolutely. Now that the weather has finally turned, I think people are so ready. It was such a long winter.
Yeah,
so we have the rentals going on at the Pawpaw River all summer long, you know, 10 to 6 daily we're open. And we have a few extended hour things for sunset paddles and things like that too. And then we also do kids beach camps at Jean Clock Beach. Those are coming up, and always having surf lessons too, even in the cold weather too, because sometimes, you know, that's the best time to surf.
Yeah. I was going to say, you didn't complain too much when the weather was rocking, right? Because it gave you a chance to go get out and do some surfing.
Right, exactly. It's just having the right wetsuit for sure.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
So for paddling on the pawpaw, basically you just show up there on Graham Avenue, right? And climb in.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely.
I know by experience because we've done it.
Right. And you've brought your dog, right?
Yeah.
So we have, you know, the single one-person kayaks if you want to just go on your own. We have double two-person, which is nice because you can kind of share the load. And then we also have stand-up paddle boards, which is really fun. So there's a few different options. You know, you can try something new every time. And the kayaks are super stable, too. They're the sit-on-top ones. People ask about that a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, it's a great time.
I think a lot of people are surprised when they hear, you know, surfing, what, on the Great Lakes, you know, you can only do that, you know, out in Hawaii and in the Pacific and maybe in the Atlantic, but you can't do that in the Great Lakes, and nothing could be further from the truth.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. It's amazing to see, you know, right here in St. Joe, it's a great surf spot. You know, you'll see people down, you know, Silver Beach, Lions Park Beach. You know, a lot of times it is when the weather isn't great, you know, maybe we have some kind of front moving in, kind of bringing up those waves, so it's not necessarily like, you know, the day when everyone's out at the beach, but yeah, they're definitely out there, and it's a lot of fun.
It's great fun to watch too, as folks are, you know, out there. It's like, you know, I'm thinking to myself, I don't want to be out there, but hey, it's fun to watch them.
Right. absolutely. And you know, for beginners who, you know, are just learning to surf, sometimes you don't need those, you know, colder,
the really big waves.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, it's ideal to learn when, you know, it's small and you can just kind of learn the techniques, you know, paddling, popping up, all that before you head out in the really big stuff.
Remind folks where they can find Third Coast Surf Shop.
Right. Well, our surf shop is located at 212 State Street in downtown St. Joe. And our paddling site is right there on 601 Graham Avenue in Benton Harbor, so next to the Renaissance Athletic Club in Harbor Shores.
Okay, very good. Well, enjoy, have fun, take Dad, and have a heck of a Father's Day. Tess, anything else for the good of the order this morning?
You can find all of this fun and more at stjoetoday.com. We're also on Facebook, Snapchat, Instagram, and Twitter. And you can visit us inside the Welcome Center. We're at 301 State Street, right in downtown St. Joseph.
All right. And again, happy Father's Day. Happy Flag Day today. And just go celebrate. It's summertime in Michigan's great Southwest. Thanks, Tess.
Thanks,
that
Pat.
That is the Wow Factor for this Thursday morning. And thank you, Aaron Gerard, for joining us this morning.
Thank you, Pat.
All right.